You are listening to
Friends Next Door.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Friends Next Door. It's Kwan.
It's Dan.
It's Mia.
All right. This is going to be an interesting topic. So originally, why I brought up this topic, because I had a lot of examples in one week. Today we're going to talk about hope.
Whoa.
Why I think it's going to be an interesting topic is because I feel like I felt a little hopeless this week. But
your examples are good or bad?
Good. But I think that I think it's really easy to feel hopeless sometimes, though, because there's a lot of, it's very easy to spiral sometimes and just be like, why? Like,
What's the point?
Like,
what's the point of
what?
Living?
Like, this is ridiculous. Like this is hard. Life can be really hard.
And specifically, you mean in what aspects?
In all aspects.
Okay.
So let me specify what we want to talk about though today. But what I wanted to talk about today is what gives us hope in humanity.
Mm.
So what gives us hope? Because there's got to be like some hope in the world to keep you going to see, okay, there is some light at the end of this tunnel. And like, I think it would be cool for us to talk about where we see the positives,
because
I think that that's can be difficult to do.
Sure.
And like, and I think that can be a very hopeful thing to talk about. Okay. So a couple of examples of what like this triggered this off. So,
you had a good week, it sounds.
Huh?
You had a good week.
So when I was originally thinking about it, I had some such interesting experiences on nowhere else but the New York subway.
Oh, yes.
Some
might say the most hopeless place in the world.
Yes.
But it was so interesting because I was actually trying to see, okay, I think these are really cool examples to talk about, but I was like, what ways can we talk about this in an episode? So I had two examples. The first example was I was standing in the subway, I was on the train and I was looking to get off, and somebody, and so I was trying to get off, and there was a man standing in front of the door and he didn't move.
Okay.
Which is mind blowing because everybody knows if you're from New York, or even if you're a tourist, you get out of people's way. That's like you learn it very quickly.
Is he like smack dab in the middle, or is he like towards the side? Like,
you cannot
hold on.
Get
Are
out
you getting
of the train
on
door.
Or off?
I'm getting off.
So you're inside the train.
Nobody
trying to get
cannot
off,
get off.
And he was inside the train.
He was inside the train.
And he was blocking the doorway.
He was blocking the
like
doorway.
Right in the middle.
Did
He's
he,
not like
was his
off
back?
To the
he
side
was
a little bit.
His back was turned to me. So what happened was,
so you didn't know the door opened.
It was a bizarre. So people
of
stand
course
in front
you would
of the door.
Know when
he
you
would know,
stop at a station.
So people stand in front of the door all the time, right? This happens all the time. But usually, you know, they kind of move, they shift, or you know,
or
you
they get
out,
off,
they get out,
then get back on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I was starting to get irate.
Agitated.
I was in my mind. I was like, "What the f?" But this guy behind me was so actually kind. He was like, "Sir, please." It was so nice. He said it really loud, and then the guy like moved.
Wait. So he just said, called them out.
Yeah, he just called out, but in a very like nice way, and not an agitated way.
Yeah.
In almost like in like a "Sir, please," like in a such a earnest and innocent way.
Yeah.
And then that guy and I both got off the subway, and we exchanged. And I looked at him, and we exchanged this like, "What the heck was that guy doing?" But it was just so, for me, it was very positive because he did it in such a nice way, and like this very like non-New York way.
He got lucky because he would have gotten his butt kicked in some instances.
And then what happens in the subway is like, and then I never saw him again. We had this like really like fun interaction
like that,
and like that you never see them again,
right?
And then the second portion, because for me it's like it was a real interaction that we had, and you never see them again. The second interaction, similar in vein, you have these, I felt like this real connection with people, and then you just never see them again. And you're like, wow, this is incredible how the human interaction is just like, it is incredible to me. The second time I was again on the subway, and I was sitting, there was a girl up across from me, and
this is all in the same week.
This is all in like the same, last like couple very weeks. Couple of weeks. Like, There was a young guy that was sitting right across from me. The girl was sitting like sideways across from me. This young guy, so he put his feet on the pole.
Oh?
To lounge on the pole. Uh-huh. And I looked at him with the most disgust. I was like, this is not your living room. Mm. I was appalled. I was appalled at this young man's behavior.
Oh, Quan.
I literally was, Mama I didn't Quan. Say, I didn't say anything, but yeah. I, sometimes,
your
you know,
look says a lot, look, probably.
He didn't see me. He didn't see me, but because he was so like, he was like, he didn't even know what he was doing.
Yeah.
My jaw, I was like, I could.
Incredulous. I cannot believe this guy.
You were in a public space. This is rude.
Have you rode the subway before?
Of course I have. Of course I have. But
have you just moved here?
No. Okay. But then this girl, she saw my face and she laughed. She like had a giggle with, and then because she was like, I know exactly what you're talking about. And we rode on the subway together for we sat all in silence for an elongated amount of time. And we just had like telepathy because he kept putting his legs down and then he would raise them on this pole again.
With his shoes on.
Like in the same way when you see someone put their nasty feet on the car dashboard in the passenger seat. It's like, that is just not something you should do. It's just appalling. So that, again, we never talked. We got off the train and it just was poof. It went away. So I just like, you know, those little things when I just felt I never spoke a word to this girl. Right. And we never see them again.
So you felt like,
but you had such a moment together.
Moments and connections. Yeah.
Moments and connections.
Yeah. Where, like, you don't have to say anything, but people get you.
Yes. Yeah. You feel seen. You feel heard. Seen. And you like, and you don't. You don't.
I thought you were going to say somebody said, excuse me, sir.
No.
Can
please. No. It was just, so these like moments where like you don't expect to be seen or heard and you share something with somebody.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow. And you never see them again.
Yeah.
And it's such a small little part of your life.
Yeah.
The third example, and then I'll let you guys.
Ooh.
Well, so Mia and I shared this example because our friend Michelle. I know this example. So we all went running on the Brooklyn Bridge.
Uh-huh. Williamsburg
Bridge.
Without me, but
Williamsburg.
Dan was very upset.
Okay.
Dan is very much out of our league.
So Dan was really upset that we didn't go running with him. So it was a group of us. It was actually really fun to run with a group of people. That was really fun.
Okay, mind you, Dan, we ran for a really short distance
and we called it a day. One way. We literally ran for 1.5 miles.
We couldn't deal.
Okay,
so
it was nothing.
You should be glad.
It was
like
nothing. No.
Because it was like the build up towards that run was.
Okay.
Granted, it was a high incline. So, I'll give you that.
So what happens is, I think like the group of people that we ran with, people have ran for longer and shorter times. Right. People have different experiences with running. So there was somebody, so our friend, she was like a little bit lagging behind. And especially in New York City, right, where you trust no one, you make eye contact with no one. There was a guy, so we were waiting for her at the end, and we see her run out with a guy right next to her.
Oh, interesting.
And
there was she got there first, and then she turned around, and then we look at her like she was talking to somebody,
and we're like, what happened?
She's behind you.
She's behind us. Okay. We're waiting for her. And this guy, tall guy, he's got one of those vests.
He's like very much in shape. You know, he's a pro runner.
He runs. He's serious.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they exchange like a couple of words. And especially, again, in New York City, we're like, is she okay? Like, do we need to
legit, I thought she had fallen down or something.
Oh,
and like that guy helped her.
He was like helping.
That's what I thought originally.
I was like, do we need, because like, you know, our friend is very friendly. Yeah. And so sometimes I'm like, do we need to like intervene so we can walk away, get away from this person? But no, they talked for probably a good minute or two.
Yeah.
And she came and told us, like, this guy came up next to her and was like, you got this.
Encouraging her.
And again,
like, what?
Again, in New York City, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Because, and it also could come across as weird.
Mm.
Because, and then she was like, at a certain point, he stayed with her for the whole time.
Whoa.
And she, at a certain point, she was like, go on ahead, dude. It's okay. Like, I'm good. I can do it. It's okay.
Yeah.
And, but he was like, no worries. Yeah. I'm here with you.
Yeah.
I
don't worry
you.
About me. Like, it's all good.
So like, just keep going.
Yeah.
focus on your breath.
Yeah.
And he made her feel comfortable enough, right? Yeah. That she was like, oh, he's actually here with me.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
not trying to make himself feel better. Right, oh, let me see right. somebody that's struggling. Let right, me help her. Right. Like whatever. He was like, you
yeah.
got this.
Yeah.
Like, because... And like, all again, I have to emphasize, in New York City,
that's good.
You are like de-incentivized to do that.
Yeah. Not yeah. only I think you're conditioned to not conditioned interact to not with strangers.
Because number one, you don't want somebody to think that you're a crazy person.
Yeah.
And then two, the person might not appreciate it.
That's right.
So, and so that was like so nice.
That's pretty awesome.
That yeah. And for her to feel like not weird yeah. about it, because... Because it could also be like, oh my God, this weirdo ran with me for the last like quarter mile.
Man, this is the
I think
exact...
it helps that our friend is also yes, a friendly
she's
person.
She's also very friendly.
Yes.
All but right. but I also think, but you know, it's, we can tell if she would be like, yeah, I kind of just felt bad, but I just let him run. Yeah. It wasn't like that. She was like, yeah. He yeah. was so nice. He encouraged me. He was like, think about things that motivate you. Yeah. Hold on to that.
Oh keep my running. Gosh.
It was motivational.
Yo, this guy is so, next level.
So that does not happen. No. You know what I mean?
I just realized, yeah, I'm the opposite when I run because I run over the bridge and there's tourists and I'm literally yelling at them to get out.
Get out of no, my way.
I go, pick a lane. I'm like, run.
This is why we don't run with you, Dad.
I'm like, good as that. I mean, like you clearly see me coming. Why don't you move?
Do they though?
No. And I actually.
What do you mean they see you coming? You're coming from behind them, right?
No, they're walking both ways. And they're oh, super oblivious. They? And then sometimes like I've gotten one time I hit this woman's phone by accident out of her hand because they're taking pictures.
It fell.
By accident.
No, by accident.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, like not
oh,
in the
no.
water.
Oh, no.
Like, it fell on the ground.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine if it fell in the water?
Like, I'm also a citizen.
Wait, what does that mean?
Like, I get to enjoy the bridge just
I'm
like
walking.
You.
Okay. I'm walking here.
I'm running here. Yeah, and then like, I just go, I'm sorry. And I kept running. Like, I didn't stop to pick
so
up
that,
the phone.
That's right. A typical New York experience.
You're absolutely right. Because
that
I'm,
people talk about.
I'm the guy that's like, I'm running here. Like.
But like, yeah, isn't
okay,
that.
So feel, that's great.
So these
I'm
examples.
The a-hole and this guy is really nice.
These examples yeah. of this, like, this hope and humanity yeah. where, like, I just thought it would be interesting for us to, like, you know, like, dig in our memory
yeah,
and our,
I think
like, what
I have these all the time, too, you yeah. know, especially in New York, because you see such a range of, like, the worst people ever.
That's true.
And then, like...
New York truly has know, something for everyone.
It does. I also think when something slightly good happens, it's... embellish because it's we grade it on a scale because we see so many bad things. So when and I think it's great, like some little thing, it is what you're saying. It gives you hope and humanity, but it could be like the smallest thing. And I'm like, wow, I can't believe that just happened. Meanwhile, it's like so. I compare this to when I in the city, I don't have a lot of those because in the city, I'm like mean Dan. Right? I'm really nice to the people around me, like. Just not, just like some people, I'm like mean Dan, right?
I understand.
But when I go upstate, because I've been recently going upstate, that's where I really felt like hope and humanity. Because every store I go to, every business, it's just regular people. Like they smile, they say hi, they talk with you. And then when I, you know, because I like to talk to people. Mm-hmm. Man, I'm getting deep, like the hardware store guy. He's like, where? Like, I know this. He's like, where do you live? I'm like, Brooklyn. He's like 70. He's like,
oh.
I grew up in Brooklyn.
Oh.
I'm like, where? He's like, Smith Street. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, I'm there all the time. Like, and then now me and this guy Blake, like, I come in. He's like, man, I got all these memories of Brooklyn now. And I'm like, dude, this is just like, he doesn't make a lot of money. He's old. He doesn't even own the store. So everybody around there has actually a lot of people in this town, Middletown, that we have houses at. They've been there their whole lives.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they then work there
yeah.
or meet somebody and get married there. So all these people, like, I'm like, I want to like, it would be boring, but I'm like, these people should tell their stories. But it's kind of
yeah.
boring. But like, it's just amazing that these people have been.
Hey, another YouTube channel
another
idea.
Another YouTube channel idea. Check out our episode about
age of monetization.
Age of monetization, guys. No, but I really felt like there's got to be more towns like this in America. This is one. Oh, there's little
tons.
Town
I'm sure there's tons
where everyone's just like a good person. They all work there. They all stay back. They have families. So all these service providers, super nice, young. We're talking about people who are actually like getting into becoming plumbers, AC guys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, where you guys live? He's like, I live over here. I'm like, okay. He's like, I've been here all my life. I'm like, that's amazing. Then like the girl that opened up the coffee shop, I'm like, what's, I always like to, you know, ask people like, where are you from? How'd you end up? She's like, I'm from this town. I opened up a coffee truck. It did well. And then I opened up a business.
I'm wow.
Like,
good for you.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you guys are.
So do you, is what gives you hope? Is it just like the pureness,
the naivete, also like great values. Like everybody's like my next door neighbor, they're super Christian. You know, a lot of our community is like Buddhist, Taoist. So people will, I'm sure they look at their phones, but it seems like there's noise out there, but they still hold on to some of these traditional values. Mm-hmm. And they're not all just like, yeah, I'm going to go on TikTok and again,
and check monetize, out our, and monetize
myself. Although I don't know what they do in their spare time.
True. They are. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, like
the simple life, there's something about the simple life.
There's something about like putting your roots down. I'm sure that hardware store doesn't make the most money, but they're like, this is my job. Like I come here, I open the store. There's a service. Some people use it. And that's it. And then every waiter there. Okay. Let me just tell you something crazy. This is great. Target. I'm in Target. Everybody there. I'm talking to the manager lady, super nice lady. She was like, oh, actually this is my side job. I'm going to go, what?
Oh.
She goes, I manage the area. I go, I'm sorry. You work two retail jobs? Oh. She's like, yeah. I go, why? She goes, cause they only let me work 40 hours. I got to get another 40 hours in. I'm like,
oh my God.
Okay, here we are. People around me are like complaining.
Willing to work. Like
everyone
willing.
In New York City, all these people that are buying a lot of these expensive apartments, they're like, how much less and make more? And this lady's like, I literally got another job to work 40 hours, minimum wage, and she was happy. She's like, how do you think I could pay for my house? I'm like, you go, girl. She's like, I bought a house. I got to pay the mortgage. I need to work two jobs. But she wasn't like, this stinks. She's like what sometimes
she's
people
happy to
think
have work to do.
We're conditioned to think that people are like, I work this many hours. No, she was like,
and like everything is a chore. But then for her, she's doing
she was
it
happy
gladly.
To help
happy
us.
To like make her life. Literally, like, she's making her life.
She's like, I got a kid. I'm a single mom. I got to support them. She was like, come to Aerie. So I tell my wife, come to Aerie. I got discounts. I'm like, okay, I guess. Then we go have Hot Pot, new restaurant. None of the workers
upstate?
Are Chinese. Yeah, Upstate Hot Pot. Oh, we got to take you there.
What?
It's the first Hot Pot restaurant upstate. Korean barbecue and Hot Pot. Really dope.
No,
wait.
Are you
talking about?
I think I know.
Okay. Go on.
Yes. Everybody doesn't know. They're all like non-Chinese. They work there.
There's also another one. Anyway.
Oh,
going.
Okay.
Yes,
oh, no. This is like the new one in the strip mall.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's really good.
Yes.
And I was talking to the young waitress. She's like, yeah, I work this job. And then I work at another restaurant.
Mm.
I'm like, yo, all these people just have two jobs and they're cool. And they're like, I'm just going to work, make my money, live my life. I'm not going to complain. I'm not going to take handouts. And then the cafe girl, she's like, oh yeah, that new restaurant that opened up. I work there too. I work there. I go, so you work two jobs? She goes, yeah. I go, why? She goes, well, how else am I going to work a morning shift and another shift? I'm like, wait, but you're volunteer working like 12 hours a day? She's like, yeah. I mean, I'm like, all right, go girl. I was like, man, these people are like some hardworking
hustle.
And that's the thing, like people make like, fun of, I love America. Yeah. I'm proud to be American. People are always like, I've always been taught to work hard. That's why I work 7 days a week, right? And then everyone else is out there saying Americans are lazy. I'm like, have you ever met an American? People literally work 100 hours a week for minimum wage, sometimes even less. And they might have a high side hustle. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that gave me a lot of hope. So when I moved up there, I'm like, everybody there is awesome. Love talking to any random person up there. They're super nice. I'm like, I love this place.
Aww.
So then you got like, oh, I know, like I got my local.
Do you
like
feel
coffee.
Like your hardened heart has been melted?
I mean, I just feel like my heart was always soft, but I always felt like all right, now like I see that there's good people.
Yeah.
And these people.
Okay.
And they're benefiting because the town is, you know, the housing values have gone up because mm-hmm. now like it's a good school district. Mm-hmm. So they're also, you know, like their houses are worth more money. They're enjoying a better life.
The downtown is getting cute. Yeah.
And the thing is, they don't have like the pressure we have in the city. Like they live there. All their families live nearby, you know, and they don't need much, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Me?
I always have to tell them. I always have to tell them. I'm like, they're like, oh, I go, they're like, oh, did you just buy a house up here? Like they think, cause I live there full time. I'm like, no, I bought a vacation house, but I'm not, but I have to tell them like, I'm not one of those like Airbnb. I go, no, but we use it. Don't worry. I'm not like just coming here. Yeah. Cause they're going to think I'm like the Brooklynite. That's yes. like,
especially when you say you're from Brooklyn.
Yuppies. Cause yuppies, like there's nothing like wrong with gentrifying values.
Yeah.
But the attitude, just, the attitude is like,
yeah.
It's not as good as downstate. Like, why did you move up here? Why don't you just
go back
downstate? Or why don't you just move to a more chic town like Hudson or Beacon, Rhinebeck, whatever? Like, go to those towns. Mm. Nothing wrong with those towns. Right? But, like, I got my good old American town. America. Yeah. Like, it's pretty cool. I like that.
That's good.
I like that.
That's good. I only have one example.
Ooh.
Let's hear it.
I only have one example. So it's not much of a hope for humanity.
Only has one hope in humanity.
Me is so down on humanity.
But that memory obviously sticks with me enough to this day. I mean, okay, this happened when my mom visited. Mm-hmm. She came in town. So it's been more than a month ago.
Yeah.
But usually I would call an Uber, but then this time I'm like, let's take the train because it's not that hard. You only have a small suitcase, so let's take the subway. Again, this happens in the subway, like in New York City subway.
The most hopeless place in the world.
The most hopeless place in the world. So anyway, we were at the airport at the Jamaica station. Mm-hmm. We were taking the escalators down. And then you know how there's like people selling fruit in a cup.
Yeah.
In subway stations. And then I see this like guy in front of them, and I was just like, I wasn't really paying attention. It's in my periphery. Uh-huh. So I was like walking down, and then I saw those two people there, and then I saw another guy who came up to the guy who was standing in front of the fruit stand mm-hmm. seller. Turns out when I turned at and I like looked at them, it turns out that the guy who was standing was actually visually impaired.
Oh.
So he couldn't see where he was. And he probably wasn't really sure like where he was supposed to go. So I think what I gather from that whole interaction is that that guy came up to him because I think he looked at him and he probably thinks that he looked a little lost.
Yeah.
And then there was like a train that just left, right? So he came up to him and say, sir, you're like, you're in the platform. Like the train is like in this direction. He tried to like tell him where to go to walk to like step into the train. And I was like, wow, this total stranger just came up to that guy offering help.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, man. That is some hope for humanity. Cause like I almost felt bad because I was closer to him, but I didn't see him at all. And I didn't know that he was probably in a situation where he needed help.
Yeah.
But then that guy, maybe he was like further out, but he like came over. And so after that, he was just like left like nothing happened.
Yeah, like good deeds.
Yeah.
Good deeds.
A good Samaritan.
That goes unnoticed. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's that's really cool.
Yeah.
So it reminds me, I thought of another one. So like I was just walking to work and there was these two elderly people that mm-hmm. were this elderly couple and they were trying to hail a cab, but they were like, I would say probably like there's slightly less cabs now in New York because everybody's taking Ubers.
Yeah.
So like they're having some trouble. Like mm-hmm. just like sometimes you got to walk really in the mm-hmm. street. Right. And you got to be big. And they were just kind of, you know, a little frail and just weren't really. And there was a woman behind them
mm-hmm.
that like just waved one down for mm-hmm. them. And then they got one. Yeah. So it's like, right. These like, no, they didn't, she didn't. She didn't say like hey, I got you. Let me get it for you. She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
She was just like,
yeah.
And then it came.
Yeah.
And then everybody went on there. And it's quick. It's done.
Like,
you know?
True, like, good Samaritan.
True. It's just like, it cost you nothing. And, like, it benefited everybody.
Yeah.
Like, Yeah.
I also think like when I talk to a lot of people around me, especially people who say like my door people, my valet parkers, like I live in a big building, right? There's tons of people who are making ends meet. They have multiple jobs. They don't complain. Mm. Like despite what we see on the news of, you know, there's so much hate and anger on the news, usually perpetuated by one side on the other. And I'm like talking to people and they're like, totally fine. They're like, listen, I'm like, I don't feel people are discriminating against me. I don't feel like life is so hard. Like they're just normal people. So I'm like, oh, you know what? People are like, it's not as bad as what the media might make it out to be for whatever reason, you know? And I think people are like, they're waking up. Like, I think they're, nowadays I see a sign of people aren't just reading something and not thinking for themselves.
It's yeah.
And
it's
that gives me hope.
That, you know, that does actually give me hope. They're like, let me think about that.
Exactly. I'm
like, wow, people think.
Yeah. Because it used to be,
you can,
if you go on the internet a lot, you're just in your own echo chamber
and you believe it.
Yeah. And then you're regurgitating that. And then it just becomes like angry hate speech. And just like, and not hate like racism, because everyone knows racism is bad, but it's like hate as in like, if you don't agree with my political or religious views or what I think is right and wrong, my worldview, I'm going to denounce you. And that was like really discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
that
like,
was super discouraging.
Whatever happened to open discussion, difference of opinion.
Mm-hmm. You can't even, I think it's also like, what if you have a question?
Yeah.
What if you have a question?
You can't ask a question.
Right.
So that was like, that's super, it made the world feel very hopeless. Yeah. And
I mean, I think, you know, like there's some polarizing events that's happened in the world. And a lot of people I'm close to took one stance. But I'm like, huh, this is a little bit, it's like my opinion or not. And they would try to back it up with other opinions. Mm. But then there's this whole other group of people who are like, okay, I'm going to think for myself and maybe, you know, look at,
take some time,
go online, talk to people, or just like question if what I'm reading is right or wrong, you know? So that gives me hope, because there's people that no matter what, if some people are really stubborn and they're just going to want to be in their own echo chamber, that's fine. But I do feel like the people that want to seek the truth are, and that gives me hope.
That's very hopeful, because let's say they come to the same conclusion that they would have had in the beginning.
Right.
But at the very least, them being able to do that, you can talk to that person, right? I feel like you can have a discussion.
Exactly.
And at the bare minimum, that ability is like, that's very hopeful. I feel like there's a lot of hope in that.
Totally.
There's a lot of hope in
totally.
That.
So I'm more encouraged. I think maybe like prior to this year, I was in New York. New York would really get to me because I didn't have upstate. I didn't see, at least in my immediate like optics, I did not feel people were tolerant towards each other's opinions, right? Even like, I'm totally fine with people having different opinions.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right?
It's important, honestly. Yeah.
Like there was no discussion. It was like my thoughts or not. And this year I'm like, hey, I moved upstate. Man, there's all these people outside of New York that live in New York that are just like living their lives. And like, New York is so insignificant. It is like the capital of so many things.
Yeah.
But like,
there's more.
But like, my life isn't worth more than that other person's. But why do people in New York feel that way, or LA? Or the coast, basically New York and LA. San Francisco.
And San Francisco.
I gotta throw y'all
and
out
the Bay
there.
Area.
The Bay Area. It's like basically
San Jose.
Bay Area, LA, New York. And I'm like, man, we're not the only opinions out there, you know? And like, it's hypocritical because people in the coastal cities feel like they speak for other people in the Midwest. I'm sorry, you don't. You don't even speak for that person out in this 70 miles from New York.
I can't even speak for my sisters.
And what I like is like, okay, here, like, let's say you put you make your political affiliations known. If it's not one way,
you gonna die.
You gonna like die. Up there, there are both sides. And I know that people aren't agree. I know that there's conflicting.
Yeah, there's conflict.
But like, that shop owner has to deal with, has to serve, talk to and be good neighbors with somebody who has a different opinion. Mm. And that's how it used to be. Mm. So I'm like, that's pretty cool. None of y'all are hurting each other. You're not saying, don't go to that coffee shop because they support someone. You know, or they don't support that. Don't go to that coffee shop. Down here, it's like, gonna go on my Facebook group, like, boycott this store because they did it. It's like, man, okay. So we're not allowed to have different opinions anymore? Mm-hmm. Anyways, yeah. So I'm encouraged. Well,
and if bottom I just get line, sick of New York, are.
I'm going to go ride the subway.
You can always.
Oh my God, oh my God. I'm going to ride the subway. That's so funny. Oh my gosh. Are we out of hopeful examples?
I am, yes.
Well, we hope that you guys, did, you know, find some hope in what we kind of reflect on and where we find the positivity. If you liked it, let us know, and we will see you on the next one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.